welcome to my podcast about the Beatles. I've been a fan of the Beatles all my life, and my love for them is has grown into an obsession, according to my family and friends. And this is just going to be a series of podcasts where I talk about the history of the Beatles, their albums, the things that went on in history at the same time that they were changing the world. And later on, hopefully, I'll be having some discussions with other Beatles fans, and we'll discuss the times, events, and the albums, and the singles, and the concerts, and everything that we can think of about the Beatles. But anyway, let me crack on with the first episode, and this one is entitled John Lennon's Beginnings. So, Liverpool, 1940, a city battered by the Blitz, its docks bombed by German raids, and its people scarred by war. Amid the rubble and rationing, a boy was born who will go on to change the world. His name, John Winston Lennon. John came into the world on the 9th of October 1940 at Liverpool's Maternity Hospital. His father, Alfred, was often away at sea, and his mother, Julia, was spirited, musical and free. But Julia struggled with the responsibility, and John's early years were marked by instability. It was John's Aunt Mimi, Julia's older sister, who stepped in. Mimi was firm, proper and no-nonsense, the sort of woman who kept the world in line with tea and discipline. She raised John at her home, Mendips, in a tidy little suburb of Liverpool. John adored his mother, though he only saw her on visits. Julia was fun and she played the banjo, taught him chords and shared her love of Elvis and rock and roll. But tragedy struck in 1958 when Julia was killed in a car accident. For John, that wound never healed. The pain and the longing for his mother would echo through his music for the rest of his life. At school, John was clever but disruptive. Teachers remembered him for sharp-tongued, quick-witted and endlessly rebellious. He sketched cartoons, mocked authority and led gangs of boys with a swagger that made adults shake their heads. But underneath, he was sensitive and insecure. In 1956, John's life changed when he formed a skiffle group called the Quarrymen. Skiffle was cheap and energetic and perfect for the young working-class kids who couldn't afford electric guitars. They played washboards, tea chest basses and battered guitars, strumming some songs like Rock Island Line. John wasn't just a leader, he was the spark. Then came July the 6th, 1957, a day that would change history. The Quarrymen were playing in a church fete at Walton when a friend introduced John to another local boy, a boy who could tune a guitar properly, who could play Eddie Cochran's 20-foot rock flawlessly, and who matched John's ambition note for note. That boy was Paul McCartney. Please join us in our next episode where Paul joins the Quarrymen and the greatest songwriting partnership of the 20th century begins.